Corey's out of St. Peter says, I never thought I'd connect with a woman who is my dream and have to let her go. She got two dogs, two big ass muscled up cooked protein for 'em horses that ain't used to people falling through, and I am terrified to be around these monsters. Me and her had four perfect dates, free show. COVID made me do a picnic. Then we met at the beach. We walked and had wine. Just personable, fly-ish. Smart, fit. And to be honest, I've always had a thing for Sanaa Lathan. And I immediately tried to holler at this girl because she favors her. And so it was just perfect for me, right? We went to her house after day four, finally. And she got these two horses in her house. And basically, they ain't used to me, and they hate me. Let me be honest. Everything they say or bark sounds like I'm about to die. I'm in there nervous, trying to be cool and trying to be calm with the girl and their dog. Every time she says something, they and growl. So I saw it in all caps, so I assume it was a growl. And they growl. She closes the door finally when it's time for us to be alone and the beasts are outside. Everything is back to good times. I'm hearing these monsters breathing in the hallway, but my mind is focused. I get up and I go to the bathroom like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I open the door and both of the dogs are in the hallway growling because I can't get out. I slam the door, and whenever I open the door to see if they still there, they growl and start barking, and I slam it again. I sat in that bathroom on the floor naked until she woke up and got the dogs at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Like what? 6 hours on the floor naked, sitting there waiting because these dogs was outside, and I knew they was going to tear me up. She thought it was funny. But she ain't getting rid of them horses, and I got to leave this dream on the shelf. I can't go back there, and it's killing me. Signed, Corey.
Some people have a really big phobia of and fear of dogs.
Corey, you got to man up a little bit, though. Listen, 6 hours in the bathroom.
Well, hold
alone,
on. Sitting in the bathroom.
Naked.
Right. If you get up and you go use the bathroom and these beasts outside the door.
No, man.
Walking around guarding
the he had growling caps.
Yeah. Yeah, but those big dogs, too. It's not like maybe it's like a little dog, a chihuahua that he's scared of. Like, these are big.
Well, I mean,
dogs.
Here's the thing. People with pit bulls and people like that, they're good to you.
Mm-hmm.
They're a puppy to you. But if somebody is seen as an intruder or something like that, like I've had dogs turn on me and they're like, he never done that before. I'm like, because he's looking at me different.
He's
not the puppy you cuddle with. He's a beast. Like, I mean, this woman got these two large muscled up dogs right there. And this dude's like, yo, I'm trapped.
If this is really your dream girl, this would be like a really punk reason to let her go. You will regret that forever. Just
get rid of the dogs good.
Those dogs were there first. Those dogs aren't going
exactly.
Nowhere.
No, they're not.
Those
not
dogs have tenure in that house. Those dogs are
family members.
They've been with her since the last dude screwed her over and all that. Those are her kids.
Got her through.
And you
got
to understand that. But there's a place for everybody, though.
Jay is on the phone. Hey, Jay, what's up?
What's up, man? Hey, I just want to say it like this. You got to come in and assert his dominance, man. It's just like he comes into the room for new kids and dogs gonna punk you every single time they do because, man, he over here acting like a Mitch.
What do you mean show your dominance? How you gonna show your dominance to a dog?
So, I mean, like, dogs sense fear, like, no matter what the situation is. Like, I done been around dogs that's, like, real big and tired and thought out, but once I assert my dominance on, like, the dog whisperer in the show, like, I'm not scared of you. Like, whatever.
Hold on, wait, Jay. Like, the dog whisperer in the show.
Like, for real, if you ever seen the show The Dog Whisperer, when they show them all aggressive dogs, and, man, show the dogs that, like, you're really a peon in me, you're really a puppy, their whole attitude changed. You feel what I'm saying? It's like a pack mentality. Like, I'm not a dominant leader of this pack, and you're not under me, so you listen to what I got to say. And their whole attitude changed.
I have never watched The Dog Whisperer in my life, but this sounds interesting.
Oh, great. I know what he's
talking about.
Assert
your dominance over dog. Teach me that trick, because big dogs make me nervous.
Yeah, and that dude gets bit a lot, too, though.
But yeah, he goes, like, get bit a lot, but I raise pit bulls, you feel what I'm saying? And them like some of the worst attitudes dogs that have, and every single one of them, you assert that dominance over even the news we got, they're just like, it's nothing after that. They just did everything I told them to do.
Well, God forbid you say that about a pit bull.
It's no wonder you on this side of the email. You raise pit bulls. You crazy, man. You got the fear all in you, man. Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it.
The pit bull people are going to come after him, by the way.
Well, why? Because he raises them?
No.
Is that wrong?
No, because he said that they have the biggest attitudes and all that. Because
you
say anything
bad
about pit bulls.
They let some pit owners out there. And when people say that,
when you see them, I mean, I'm even a little apprehensive when I see a pit bull just even walk into a room. One of my best friends has one, and I always tell him, like, do you mind putting him in, like, outside?
That's unfair.
And I love animals. You guys know I love animals.
Terrible. They're going to write you emails
it
now.
It just makes me nervous.
Every dog with a wide head is a pit bull to me.
Right.
So my friend has a dog, and I was like, well, that's a big old pit. No, crazy. Put that dog away. She's like, it's a bull mastiff. And I'm like,
that's a huge dog.
It's a horse. I'm like, whatever big dog you say pit, and it ain't even a pit. It could be a Rottweiler. Guess what? You put your pit away.
If it's a large dog, it makes me nervous. So I can kind of relate to this, but you got to man up.
But some people, what about the fact of just being unequal? Because some people who are really, really dog people and their dogs have access. I see people who put their paws up on the counter while they make their food. And I know other people who would be repulsed that a dog is putting his hands up on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They would be right behind it with cleaning the stuff. So you're two different people. Maybe she's a dog person.
No,
maybe,
man.
You're not.
Okay, but that can't be the end of it. If this girl is the dream girl and who he says she is, well, then maybe if you can't get over this fear of dogs, then you got to try a little bit harder. She has to come over to your house. You have to do more picnics. But you can't let whatever it
Don't
may
bring
be.
The dogs.
Whatever it may be, but it can't be going over there because you're that scared and you can't get over that. But don't let that be the reason why you let her go.
So now we changing venues.
We got to do something. You just got to put in more effort.
Baby, I got to move it to Sand Pearl this week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.